Russian President Putin has often complained about outside influence in Ukraine, meaning Western meddling. In Washington today, President Bush had a similar message for Russia, although he was careful not to specifically mention Mr. Putin's meetings with the outgoing Ukrainian president. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As Vladimir Putin weighed in on how he thinks the Ukrainian election dispute should be resolved, President Bush issued a thinly veiled warning.
Any election in any country must reflect the will of the people and not that of any foreign government.
The president has tried to walk a fine line with Russia ever since the crisis in Ukraine broke out. Former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski believes that's the best way to handle the situation.
The White House has made it very clear that we do not view this as a conflict between the United States and Russia, thereby giving Putin a decent way out from an overcommitment, which was extraordinarily clumsy and in some respects even comical.
Putin actively campaigned for the disputed winner, Viktor Yanukovych, and congratulated him on his victory even before the official results were announced. Observers in Washington say that could turn out to be humiliating for Putin, so there may be no need for the U.S. to say much. But James Goldgeier, a professor at George Washington University and former Clinton administration official, says President Bush on many issues has avoided confronting Putin in order to maintain personal ties. He says that's ironic considering that Condoleezza Rice, the newly nominated Secretary of State, once derided President Clinton's personal ties with Boris Yeltsin.
They criticized, as she called it, the happy talk, saying things were great when they weren't. And Bush has gone well beyond anything Clinton did. Embracing Putin, looking into his soul, the happy talk has been even happier. And it's just hard to understand why they've done this, because they don't look to be getting a lot for it.
A former ambassador to Moscow, Arthur Hartman, also questions what the Bush administration has to show for its personal ties with Putin. Hartman points to Putin's backsliding on democracy in Russia.
We have to be more mature about how we deal with the world. And I would also say much more honesty. Why shouldn't we say that we're concerned that there's a backward movement in Russian policy? And say it to Putin.
Administration officials say President Bush did raise concerns about democracy in Russia when he met Putin last month. Putin responded with a lengthy lecture on Russian and Soviet history, a sign that the personal ties may not be quite so warm. Goldgeier says he'll be watching to see whether Condoleezza Rice revises Russia policy if she's confirmed to run the State Department.
The real question is, when she says that she's been won over by the president's idealism and his views about the need to promote democracy in the Middle East, where in 2000 she was deriding the Clinton administration for nation building, is that just with respect to the Middle East, or has it caused her to rethink U.S. relations with countries like Russia and China?
Rice, he says, has always taken a realist approach to Russia, more interested in strategic issues and less concerned about Russia's internal transformation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.